Right, Elijah Wood is here. We're going to bring him in. I'm very excited to meet him, actually. Tell you what, if he just writes us a cheque for 50 grand, we don't need to do any more Make Some Noise stuff.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I watched one of his films last night as well. And here he is. Look at this.
Yay!
In the flesh. Mr. Elijah Wood. Wow.
What's happening?
It's all happening.
Good morning.
It's all happening. Good morning to you. Now, look at this. There he is.
I am.
I just touched him as well. I just shook his hand. How are you?
I'm good, yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to our green studio.
I like it.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's very green.
Yeah.
It's very green, isn't it?
And we can't turn it off, ever.
What is that thing back there? Is that for, like, a game that you play?
Let me show you around. So next to you is what we call a Dominic. Right there. That's
hello.
A Dominic.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Chris, but obviously, you know that. You're a huge fan. That is our wheel of inappropriate tracks for this radio station.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we play fresh rock and guitar-based music.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is either. So we...
Fresh rock.
Fresh rock, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to stale rock.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be new rock, because it could be old rock.
That still sounds fresh.
Fresh.
Got it.
You've got this more than we have.
I got it.
So this is our wheel of inappropriate tracks for the radio station.
Yeah, Taylor Swift would be inappropriate. S-Club 7 would be inappropriate. Yeah.
Do you know the song Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Classic.
That's, see, what an actor. What an actor right there.
It's a classic.
And then we've got Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Culture Club.
That off of Rio? That
yes, it is, yeah. Rio.
Classic.
Look at you knowing your stuff.
Well, you know.
And then next to that, we have Marshall amps and electric guitar.
So when do you spin the wheel? When is this?
Well, do you know what? Seriously,
just
it's like,
at random. You just feel like throwing something on.
This is like you were in yesterday's after-show meeting. As I said yesterday, you weren't there for the meeting, but I'll reiterate this again. Next week, Elijah, that's when we're going to do it.
Oh, great.
Right, because we've got something planned. We're going to try and maybe Radio X up some of those tracks and make them a little bit more fresh rock and guitar based.
Oh, I see. So you're going to add some elements to
it. Yeah, don't give it away, Elijah. But yeah.
Well,
was that clear and the obvious?
One could ascertain.
All right, okay. Anyway, hello.
Hi.
Do you play guitar?
Not really.
Oh.
I mess around.
Okay.
Well, do you play guitar?
Not at all. Not at all. But we're giving away... So basically, it's a weird day in this building today, because we're doing... We've only been on the air for 2.5 weeks.
Just 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, we've done it before. We're not
in
new.
This show.
In this... in this radio
You've
station.
You've been in radio for a long time.
Yeah. Many, many years. I'm very old, Elijah.
No, you're not.
But I'm like you. I look youthful.
See?
You know, a lot of people would think you and I could be brothers.
Yeah, totally.
We look so youthful.
Of course.
But we're in our 50s.
That's right.
I'm not.
Have people said that you could be brothers, you two?
I just said it then.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I've heard it at least once.
Did not know that.
So we're doing this charity day today and raising loads of money for the radio station charity and everything. And we have a signed Noel Gallagher guitar there.
Oh.
So the idea was to plug it in and play with it, but I don't play guitar. So Dominic's had a go. But if you want to have a go later, you are more than welcome.
Sure.
It's a lovely guitar, Elijah.
Is it an Epiphone?
It is.
Epiphone Les Paul guitar.
Lovely.
Look at you. And he wasn't even in the meeting yesterday. He knows this.
What an epic meeting that was.
Yeah, it was.
There's one every day. Feel free to hang around. We'll be doing another one at 10:15.
Oh, good.
Yeah, more than welcome to stay. How long are you in the UK for?
I leave today.
Oh, Matt. Every time I've interviewed anybody from
They're right
America,
on the... They're like, they've got a foot out the door.
It's like we're the last interview. It's like we got added at the last second before they go.
Right. They're just mustering up every last bit of energy for
it's
you.
It's like you've gone...
Get out of the country.
Fine, one more. How long have you been here?
A day and a half.
Oh, really? Is that all?
Yeah.
Are you flying around Europe doing loads of promotion?
Just to London.
Okay, all right.
Then I'm heading to New York.
Where do you live? New York or LA?
Los Angeles.
Whereabouts? You don't need to tell me exactly the street. That would be mental. Besides, I can buy it off a star map from them guys who sit in the...
sort of downtown-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd have put you as a West Hollywood boy.
Nah. I was in Venice for 10 years. Lived on the west side.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fair. Do you know what we're talking about, Dominic?
Not really. I know West Hollywood.
Have you spent any time in LA?
Yeah.
Chris has a lot.
I go a lot.
I've been to West Hollywood. That's the bit I know. There's a really nice Mexican restaurant on the street corner.
Now, so you've lived in and around LA for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. 20 some odd years, yeah.
Now, Dominic, you watch his face as you try and explain this and see if he understands any of what you're saying.
Okay, well, what was the name of the hotel where we stayed?
What, you can't remember. I'm not going to help you.
It's the Park Suites or something like that,
The Park Suites is right.
Okay. You know that one?
Nope.
Okay, well, if you come out there and take a right, then you're on the main road, and there's a Mexican restaurant just
I love the main road.
Yeah, whatever they call it.
And then...
Is it like Beverly or Sunset? It's, Wilshire?
It's
Olympic?
Not,
those are all main roads.
Okay, it's not far from Sunset.
Okay.
And it's a Mexican restaurant. They do amazing tacos.
Yeah. When was this, by the way, Dom?
Oh, this was a long time ago. This is about 7 or 8 years ago.
What was the restaurant called?
I can't remember that.
Okay, that's where we're
but
at,
just in case you...
Do you know it, Elijah? You must know it, right? From that description alone.
Totally. They do amazing tacos. They're on the main road.
That's right.
Just make a ride of the hotel. It's right there.
Elijah knows.
The weird thing is, the restaurant you're talking about is very near Nobu.
Is it?
I love the fact but you go, it's this great place. It's Nobu. No, past there. And it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
it's great.
It was lovely. They do tequilas and everything. It's brilliant.
Tequilas?
Yeah.
Anyway, hello.
Hey, what's this band that's playing underneath
this
us?
This is us. This is our little
this is like
jingle
your
music.
Yeah. Jingle music.
Can't
nice.
Believe you haven't listened to the show.
I haven't. Well, you've only really been on for a short time, right?
That's true. You can download
day two or three.
It's no, we're 2.5 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
So, yeah.
2.5 weeks.
You can. I'll show you how to download the app, and then you can listen to us.
Oh, good.
When you go home,
is it a? Is this BBC? No.
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 No. We can say commercial names and everything.
Sweet.
Yeah. We can literally promote the crap out of anything you've got, and no one can stop us.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I watched yesterday. I had, and just bear with me on this story,
yeah.
Elijah Wood. So, you're coming on the show, and what happens is when you interview someone, they always go, make sure you watch the movie or whatever it is. Anyway,
sure.
So they, weirdly, they normally say, here's a screening, or they give you a DVD if it's out.
Hmm.
And it's the movie Cooties.
Yeah.
Which isn't out on DVD yet, but I think comes out next week.
Yep.
So, they give me an online version of it to watch, but it's so protected that it has Universal Pictures across the middle of the screen
for
the whole thing. But even better than that, the person that they've assigned this movie to, it has their name in massive letters at the bottom, right? And I put it on, I'm going, there's no way I'm going to sit through this. It's not a chance. I just want to watch another episode of Narcos on Netflix, you know? But so I start watching it.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Great.
Now, and I stayed, and after a while, that woman's name disappeared off the screen. It's still there, but I zoned out.
Good.
Zoned out.
So the movie took over.
The movie took over.
Well, that's a good sign.
And that's your movie, right?
Yeah.
You produced that movie.
Yep.
And that's your company.
That's right.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Did you make any money out of that movie?
We'll see. It's only just coming out now.
Because if it's your own company making it,
yeah,
right, if you pay yourself loads of money, then it makes less profit for your company.
Correct.
So you can pay yourself nothing.
I didn't pay myself much.
Right, really?
No.
It all went
into the film.
It's an amazing lineup of talent in that movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Rainn Wilson, Alison Pill.
Please tell me that you did a deal with all them, because if you've had to pay them, they're going, right, you're not going to make any money. You won't make any money out of it.
I think everybody jumped into the film because they loved it and believed in it. We didn't make it for very much money.
Right, okay. It's a crazy film. If I start to try and tell you about it, it will not make any sense, or not make much sense. I don't think. Or it will sound a little bit...
It's a little crazy.
It will sound like an awful British horror movie from the 70s.
I like awful British movies, horror films from the 70s. Yeah, it's about... We don't really have cooties here, do you?
No.
No.
But there's a similar thing, I think, in Britain, but it's basically the same thing that you have here. You just don't call it cooties, but it's that notion of when you're prepubescent and there's like the germs that pass between members of the opposite sex when you're kids.
Right.
You know, like girls are gross kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So in the States, we call that cooties.
Okay.
Okay.
And so basically what the movie is taking that idea and applying it to a real virus that affects children prepubescent and turns them into zombies.
Zombies. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as Elijah Wood just said,
yeah.
Imagine a school and all the kids turn into zombies.
Right, okay.
And start eating the teachers.
Yeah.
Now, if that's too much for you, it's a dark comedy horror film at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
So it's funny.
It's very funny.
Very funny. And it has an amazing lineup. And I genuinely didn't think I would like it.
Mm.
But you should go and get it. It's on DVD from next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, available very soon. Yeah. I love you on the mixer right there. You just like occasionally lift up that guitar.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Elijah. Anyway, so there you go. I've plugged the crap out of that. So
yeah.
That's
done. Easy's, you can check that off of your list.
Yeah.
Done that part
okay,
of my
what,
job
what
this
else?
Morning.
Later this month, The Last Witch Hunter.
Yep.
Which you're in.
Yep.
With Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
God love you. And is there anything else you need to plug?
You're working with Nicolas Cage soon, aren't you?
I just did, yeah, earlier this year.
Right, you've done it already?
Yeah, the movie should come out sometime next year.
Right, wow, that'd be great.
Dude.
I like Nicolas Cage.
Oh, so do I. He was great.
Is he a bit nuts?
I wouldn't say that. He walks to the beat of his own drummer.
Okay.
Is he fun?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's hilarious. He's very, very funny.
He's one of those actors for me, Nicolas Cage. You don't hear much about him.
Mm.
He's always working.
Yep.
I love his stuff.
Mm. Me too.
And it's like a few years ago, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, it's almost like a few years ago, right, this is how I do it, and that's what I'm going to do. And he plays, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, like Liam Neeson a few years ago went, right, I did this film called Taken, that's what I'm doing. Every film I'm in now,
yeah,
I'm playing that dude. You know, he could never... Liam Neeson is in Love Actually. You've seen that movie?
Yeah, of course.
It's a beautiful movie.
Love that film.
Liam Neeson can't do that ever again.
No, it's true.
Because you would never see him in a love scene ever again because he goes, I have a certain particular set of skills. Like that. No, thank you. You ain't coming near me. All right, well, good. Anything else you want to plug? You can't go yet, but I just want to get all that out of the way and then we can have some fun.
No, that's good.
All right, good. Everybody go and buy cooties. Pre-ordered tickets to The Last Witch Hunter.
Yeah.
And then look out for Nicolas Cage and Elijah together.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we play cops in a film that perform a heist.
Really?
That's what the Nick Cage film is, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It's very funny.
And if you love writing horror films, why not send your script to Elijah's production company?
There you go.
Is that all right?
Sure.
Does it help?
It does.
Yeah. Are you?
We take submissions.
Are you attached? Are you single? Are you in a relationship?
Single.
Okay. Are you on the Tinder? We could get people to just go looking for
I'm
you.
I'm not on the Tinder.
Are you on the Happen? Are you on that?
What is that?
It's like Tinder if you go near people.
Nah.
No.
Okay. I'm not on any of the apps.
All right. Well, he's got a few hours to kill.
Except for Instagram, which okay. I don't really date people through.
Why not? You never know.
You never know.
That's how I met my wife.
Is it? Through Instagram.
No, I'm not married. Don't say it. Right, Elijah, stay there. We're going to do some adverts because it's not the BBC. And then we'll play another song and then we'll come back and mess around more with Mr. Elijah Wood. It's 8:20. Elijah Wood is in the studio. It's so great to have you here in the studio.
Now.
There you go. That's it. By the way, just to make sure you are definitely sat in the right chair.
Yeah.
That's good. Right.
Someone named Ollie is going to be sitting here after me.
I know. I haven't said this to our audience yet.
I'm aware now.
Yet,
and everyone else is aware. And Ollie will be aware where he needs to sit.
You know who he is? He's Oliver Hardy. He is one half of Laurel and Hardy. Have you ever heard of them? He's back.
He's back?
Yes.
Back from the brink.
A reunion tour.
Oh, incredible.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that really is.
Thank you. Who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? Do you hang out with famous types in downtown LA?
No.
You have no famous friends?
I know people who are...
How come you're not in that set? Did you do something wrong?
No, most of my friends are in different fields, which I prefer. It's nice to have a break from the industry. I don't really like to sit around with people in film and talk about, like, especially actors. I don't want to sit and talk about... acting or work.
Because you don't like actors.
No,
you think they're all weird.
I like actors, but it's nice to be able to do the work and then have a life that's slightly separate from that.
Right.
So I've got, you know, friends that are in photography, fashion, you know, production.
Radio?
Just different fields. Radio.
Do you have any DJ friends?
I do, yeah. Many.
Would you like another one?
Oh, Chris.
I'm not coming on to you. I'm just saying.
Thanks, man.
I mean, well, you know... I'm way out of your league. But I'm just saying, you know, we could be your British friends. Do you have friends in London?
I do, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, it's got to come.
Friends everywhere.
Yeah, you really do.
I don't have that many friends in London. Okay. There's room for more.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, look, you know.
I can take you to another Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. No, you just say the word.
Take a ride outside the hotel.
Yeah, down the main road.
Down the main road.
Yeah.
They got tacos and tequilas.
They do.
You know Nobu? Yeah. Go past there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll find it. It's the place that says Joe's Mexican outside. Yeah. I just made that up. Don't know what it's called.
I can't remember.
Hey, do you want to play some of the guitar on the air or not?
I can't really play.
Oh, come on.
Well, I say I can play, and I can't really play either, and I've had a go. And it's a nice guitar, isn't it?
It is a really nice guitar.
Yeah. This is the Noel Gallagher guitar we're giving away.
It
this
sounds
morning.
Really good.
Well, I tell you what if I go first?
Sure.
Because then we'll have a scale, right?
All right, yeah.
Okay?
I see you probably play.
Oh, well, let's see if you're right. I'm going to sit down, right?
Yep.
Okay, what would you like me to play? Do you have any particular style?
You're left-handed.
What?
You're a left-handed.
Is that right?
There we go.
I can't play guitar, so I don't know. Is that if you're left-handed?
Well, if you're left-handed, yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. So this makes sense.
But you'd be playing it upside down because it's not strung for a left-handed.
No, I think I'm right-handed, but when I play air guitar, I play left-handed.
Do you?
Yes. So this feels very weird.
So you're guitar ambidextrous.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Shut up. I don't want to drop it. I would play air guitar like this.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this seems wrong for me.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very avant-garde, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I should have gone to art school. That's what it should have been.
Yeah.
So if you think, if you can better that...
I could probably better that.
Well,
yeah,
on,
go on, Elijah.
Have a quick strum.
Don't just sit there, giving it all the big ups, my friend. Come and show us what you can do. Do we have a pick?
We haven't got one, sorry.
God, you Hollywood types. Look at you, so demanding.
All right, this is Elijah Wood.
That's meant to be...
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Yeah. Very close.
It's not.
Is that the Weird Al Yankovic version? Yeah.
Nirvana.
I feel I should also say as well, I think it's tuned properly.
It isn't actually.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think that was properly tuned.
Nah.
Well, what's funny about
I really can't play.
Pippa, no, I really can't
but
play.
But it's fun, you if
play.
You get a distortion pedal, you can make anything sound awesome.
Yeah.
Or like a flanger.
Yeah, get a flanger in.
Yeah, get a flanger in there.
Yeah.
That was Nirvana though, right?
Yeah, that was actually a song called Marigold that, Dave Grohl wrote.
That's right. He's good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty terrible rendition.
Why don't you do... You should come and do a show here. Come and do a show on Radio X.
Sure.
If you'd like...
Just bring a bunch of vinyl. Do you guys have turntables?
No, but we can put it all into the computer for you. You could do an all-vinyl show, but just play it off the computer.
Play it off the computer.
Sure, right. Do you like fresh rock and guitar-based music?
I like guitar-based music. I don't quite know what fresh rock is, but sure.
None of us do.
It's fresh.
What was last
I don't like stale rock.
What's the last gig you went to?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I can't remember.
Oh, they're brilliant, then.
I saw a band called Hinds.
Right.
They're from Madrid. I was in Bergheim, which is a sort of a dance music mecca place in Berlin.
Right.
And there was a music festival. My friend Zach and I DJ'd there. And then this band, Hinds, who I met backstage, I went and saw them play. They were good. Four girls.
I have heard of them.
They are good.
Yes. Have you heard of them, Dave?
They play the rock and roll, and they're awesome.
I've not, no, but I'm going to check them out.
Hinds.
Would you say that they play, I don't know, fresh rock?
Yeah.
And it's certainly guitar-based music.
It's
well,
guitar-based music.
That's right.
It's pretty fresh.
The last band I...
They sound like... Do you know the Raincoats? You ever hear the Raincoats?
Oh, no.
The Raincoats were a 1970s all-girl sort of post-punk band from Great Britain.
Oh.
So, yeah, Hinds kind of sound like the Raincoats.
Look at this.
And the Raincoats are great.
The last band I went to see was Culture Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that a reunion tour or back in the back when?
Oh,
they were
not in the '80s.
Ah, okay.
I've been to see many gigs this year.
Good.
I've seen Johnny Marr, The Who, Kaiser Chiefs, Taylor Swift. I mean, I've seen all the fresh rock and guitar based bands. And then I saw Culture Club, actually twice.
Twice?
I saw them at LA at the Greek.
Nice.
And then I saw them at London when they played London.
Nice. Yeah. How was that? Good?
The dude can sing. He did a great version of Starman by Bowie.
That's cool.
And George is about to do The Voice over here, the UK version of The Voice. You know the show with the chairs?
I do know The Voice.
Swing around all over the place.
Those shows just live on, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to meet you. I really hope that now we're friends and we can hang out. So next time you come to London,
totally.
You don't need a hotel. Just come and stay in a spare room.
Thanks, man.
It's not a problem.
That'd be great. I'll make coffee in the morning.
Well, I'm up early for this, so you're fine.
Yeah, all right.
You'll be fine. I don't have a spare bed, but it's like a pull-out sofa thing. You'll be fine.
How early do you get up for this?
Me?
Yeah.
4:30.
Aye!
But I've just had 3 years out of the game. So, you know, I've had 3 years off.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, a week off, but it's 3 years.
3 years.
So I'm in no position to complain, really.
That's true.
And actually, getting up at 4:30, because we've only been on for 2.5 weeks, is still a novelty, so it's kind of fun.
And how long is the show?
Three and a half hours.
3.5 hours. Yeah. And then the day's done.
Well, there's work to be done.
Well, there's planning for the next day.
Yeah.
Like, an hour meeting after, and then you've got the day off?
We're not generally out of here till... Well, I'm not out of here till about 1:30 at the moment.
All right.
That will change. Yeah, that will change.
Once it's a finely oiled machine.
I'll be like this. Thanks for listening. Vernon's next. Have a great day. I'll be out the door. Yeah. Like the rest of the other breakfast DJs in this building. But anyway.
So when's Ollie coming in? Is he coming
Ollie is coming in after 9.
Can we get that guy back in here to just put different gaffer tape down?
So what happened? Somebody walked in, who none of us know, into the studio. And
I don't think that guy showered.
I'm not sure if he works here.
I don't think so.
No. And he came in and basically put a bit of tape in front of Elijah and wrote somebody else's name on it because we have another guest coming in and that's where they're going to sit. I mean, it's one of the...
But it's also pretty clear where one should sit.
Yeah.
Right here.
In front of the microphone.
Yeah.
It's one of the rudest things I've ever seen. It actually is one of the most insulting things I've ever seen to just go, excuse me, and move a guest out of the way to say, a guest will be sitting here.
Yeah.
This is when my friend Ricky Wilson did The Voice in the UK. Ricky's one of the DJs here, and he's lead singer in a band called Kaiser Chiefs.
Sure, yeah.
And he went to do The Voice, the UK version. And he, first of all, was in a different hotel to all the other coaches, and he didn't know why. So then he didn't have a car to get to the studio, so he just booked like a mini cab, like a little taxi. And then he gets out. And because it was the first day they were filming everyone's arrival on a red carpet later on that day.
Yeah.
So he got out... And he put one foot on the red carpet. There's no one else around. There's no cameras or anything. But there's one guy sweeping the red carpet who goes, excuse me, can you get off that, please? We're filming later when all the presenters of the show come in. So if you don't mind,
get off.
And that was his first day on the job.
Oh, my God.
And he just went, yeah, sure, not a problem. And then later on, 2 hours later, they're filming him walking down the same red carpet. Hi, everybody.
That's what I would have done. I just would have.
Of course.
Sure. All right. I'll get off the red carpet.
You know, you always hear those stories of, don't you know who I am? In that scenario, what's the point in saying that? Because he doesn't know who you are.
No, he doesn't.
So if you go, do you not know who I am? No, I don't.
I could never say that.
No.
It's one of the worst things that anyone can say.
But I never...
Do you know who I am?
But when you read those stories, you see a lot of them in the papers or the National Enquirer.
So embarrassing.
I never believe that anybody actually says that. I can't believe anybody would ever go, do you not know who I am?
I'd like to believe that no one would say that.
Unless it was like Barack Obama and he just popped out the back of the White House for a cigarette and he's going back in and they go, you can't come in.
Yeah.
Do you not know who I am? I kind of live here.
Yeah.
Then fine.
That's all right.
That's all right. Yeah. But yeah.
Any other circumstance, it's not appropriate.
It's a big no.
No, it's a big no.
Listen, lovely to meet you.
You as well, Chris.
Have a safe flight to New York.
Thank you.
How long are you in New York for?
5 days?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. There's a brilliant Mexican restaurant that I know there. Cooties is out on DVD this month. Look out for it. It's an amazing, stellar lineup of talent, and Elijah has produced it, and he's in it, obviously, because he made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Wouldn't it be weird if you'd auditioned and not got the part? And then The Last Witch Hunter is coming out this month as well.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Feel free next time you're in London to come and see us and hang out.
I would love that. I'm going to make room for Ollie now.
Okay. And thank you very much for playing awesome guitar.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, awesome that was guitar. Really awesome.
We might take the video of you playing, and if it's all right, we might overdub it with some amazing Van Halen guitar playing.
You know, my favorite videos online are when they have live, like, it'll be some live footage from a band, and they've overdubbed
shreds,
like, terrible guitar picking. Yeah. And it's my favorite thing.
Have you seen the Madonna one?
No.
So there's a Madonna of Madonna's video with all the music taken out.
Yeah.
And so it's just the noise of Madonna. So they've overdubbed everything. It's
they did the
brilliant.
Exact same thing with Dancing in the Street.
Right.
David Bowie.
Oh, really?
And Mick Jagger. And it's amazing.
They're so good.
You're just hearing, like, hand claps and, like,
It's so good. In the Madonna.
Oh, the internet.
All these other famous people make these little tiny cameos, and it gets so it's like, Mitch and Madonna. So it'll be Miley Cyrus or something, or Katy Perry. And then it gets to a shot of Kanye West just going like that. And they just put a massive burp in there. So it's just him going, eh. Like that. Right. Very funny. Anyway, that's look, great. We've got to go. You've got to go, rather. Yeah. We're staying. Elijah Wood, lovely to see you. Elijah Wood, ladies and gentlemen. 8:47. Back in a minute.